Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another installment. I'm not going to say thrilling this time because will it be thrilling? We don't know.
Of 60 minutes.
60 minutes. Oh, it is Sunday.
Is 60 minutes on Sundays?
Yeah, that's like their whole thing,
I was
bro.
just naming a show that I thought of.
They're the news. They do like Sunday prestige news. They interview like Meryl Streep and her president in the same episode.
Didn't they like interview R. Kelly, or was that just...
I feel like everyone interviewed R. Kelly.
That's true.
Anyways, welcome to Gay Screaming. And we're your hosts, Charlie, and I'm joined by.
I'm Jared.
Yeah, we forgot our AKAs, but at this point, y'all know.
Maybe.
Anyways, how are you this week?
I'm good. I wish I had gotten a large smoothie. How are you this week?
How am I this week? I think mostly good. Why the gasp?
Why mostly?
I don't know. War.
Well.
A plague.
Several points were made.
Just a few things.
Just girly things, really.
Just a common white girl thing. So what was the page called?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't remember that page?
No.
Or it was like a Tumblr page first, and they had like a Cinderella icon, and it was like the name of the page was like Basic White Girl
Oh, I
or
think I know what
common.
you're talking about. I remember them on
Yeah.
Tumblr.
Yeah, and it
Yeah.
was like it was sort of like the Just Girly things and things like that.
Right.
See? I triggered the memory.
Unfortunately, I do remember that.
But yeah, I'm mostly good. I think what do I have to complain about? I'm sure there's something I have to complain about. I always have something to complain about.
Think long and hard.
I don't know.
Although, I don't know if you want to drag people.
Oh.
Because I can think of something we were talking about earlier.
Oh, yeah, I could complain about that, but I won't be complaining about that live and on air, in front of a studio
This
audience.
isn't the messy podcast. This is the gay screaming podcast.
Bing. You can subscribe now. And don't forget to comment down below. Remember on YouTube when you could rate out of 5 stars?
I forgot.
Yeah.
I'm still annoyed that they made YouTube like hide the dislike ratio.
Remember when YouTube was more like MySpace, though?
Yeah, they're definitely going a more like ad-friendly corporate path nowadays.
Yeah, like I just remember being on like people's profiles, seeing what they would like make their background and stuff. YouTube was the Wild Wild West also, because there was a bunch of 8-year-olds on
Yeah.
there.
Okay, funny enough, my YouTube name, you know how your YouTube URL has like your username?
Yeah.
My YouTube username now is JerBear because that's like my username on everything. But the URL is still my old username that I had when I originally made my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
It's Mr. Unicorn MD.
Why are
It's
you a
really bad.
doctor?
Exactly. Why am I a unicorn?
I like that it's a unicorn doctor.
I hated it. And I can't change it. There's no way for me to change it, so I just have that. And in a similar vein, my Xbox gamer tag back in the day when I was a teeny bopper on the Xbox network, getting called the F slur every day, my username was Unicorn Dealer.
I mean, like, that one's like, it's got like a nice like punch
It
to
also
it.
got me hate crimed a lot because I sounded gay and my username was Unicorn Dealer. So, now it's camp, but 13-year-old me made a mistake and it costed money to change that. So I changed it, but I did not change it until I was 19.
At least it's not as embarrassing as your first, like, okay, my first email address.
I'm listening.
I remember, like, we were at a GameStop once.
Not the
I
GameStop.
was like 11 years old because I had made that email address when I was like 10. And then like they asked me for my email at the GameStop, and I just looked at my mom, and she was like, "You can give them yours." And I was just like, I don't want to say it. And then the girl who was like ringing me up, she was just like, I'm sure it's not that bad. And I was like, okay, it's metroboy2009@gmail.com. I think it was 2009, something like that.
Girl.
And she giggled. I was very embarrassed.
You should have been.
Like, it sounded like metrosexual. I was already setting myself up to be bullied.
Yeah, it was an interesting choice there.
Yeah, I don't know why I was like, this is cool. Not even a boy. I was
That's
lying
the
to
gag of it
myself.
all.
Yeah.
I think my first email was it, I think it was Jared is the one. It was like a number one at AOL.
Jared is the one.
Yeah, and
The
I'm
only.
pretty sure either my mom or my sister made it for me, but I only used it for Neopets because I used to be
Yeah, buddy.
obsessed with Neopets. And it pisses me off. I don't know if I've ever told this story, but my Neopets account is still associated with that email. And I had so much stuff on that account because I played Neopets for like years from like I was like probably like 7 years old up until I was like 12 or
Yeah.
13. So I have like all my really rare Neopet stuff and like Neopoints on there. I lost access to that email. I don't remember the password. And then now when I tried to restore my password, AOL locked and deleted the account. So I literally have no way to ever log into my Neopets account again. Because I tried going through Neopets to change the email, they won't let me. I tried going through the recovery process, they won't let me without like a verified
Did
like
they? I thought
email.
Neopets like closed down.
No, they're still doing. They have a mobile version now. They're
Oh.
like still like very in business. I know,
Oh.
it's very surprising.
I cuz like I knew like Club like I knew like the website was still up, like I you know how like Club Penguin Pet closed down?
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of like that where like the website was still up and people were still using it, but it's just like it's not being like
No,
updated.
they're trying to make it more modern, so that's why they have the no mobile version. But anyway, I made a new account like last year.
I think I was
Yeah,
there.
I think you were there too. I don't remember my password.
Big Bussy 24.
I'm just gonna start using things that I usually use as my password. Okay,
Well, it wasn't Big Bussy 24 anymore.
well.
It was Big Bussy 25. And it was not Big Bussy 25.
Wait, it was Big Bussy 26.
Wow, would you look at that? I'll look at your little Neopets.
Wait, you must
What?
enter a non-blank username.
Oh.
Oh, it didn't log me in.
It didn't?
I'm literally so confused.
I'm lost. You must have entered the wrong
Let me
password.
do some sleuthing because now this is gonna bother me. But that's besides the point. My first email is the whole point of that. Changed my credit report.
I
Neopets.
just got an email the other day being like, we raised your credit limit. And I was like, again? I already have debt with y'all. And you're raising it?
They're just trying to be like, "Hey, do you wanna spend money? Cause we would like that."
Oh my God, they're insane. They're like, we see you're spending money. You want to spend more? And I'm like, yes, I do. Retail therapy always makes me feel better, but it's a problem. You know.
But here we are, two grown adults.
Speaking of adults, that's what
Adult
our
Swim.
yeah. That's what our topic is today. Adulthood and how much we hate
Yeah, suffering.
How do you feel about being an adult now?
Kamala Harris.
And by that?
I don't really know. No, but okay, here's the thing. When I was a kid, and
Yeah.
this is universal, I feel like most people feel this way. Actually, most people who had bad childhoods feel this way. When I was a kid, all I wanted to do was grow up because I hated my circumstances. I hated being a kid and I hated not having control of my life. So I was
Yeah.
like, I need to grow up. Bitch, I turned 18. I was on my own. I had to get a job. I had to start paying my own bills. I didn't like it. This shit ain't fun. I don't know what y'all were going on about.
Being financially responsible for yourself, is not the fantasy that I wanted it to be. You know, because, you know, I, especially when I was younger, I thought by the time I was 25, I was gonna be so successful and like so well off, and I was gonna have a house of my own.
It's also the day and age that we're living in, because people in their 20s in like 1980 or 1990 had a very different reality than people in their 20s nowadays.
Yeah, where it's like not even imaginable
to
own a house.
Yeah, I'm like, if you like, and your, you know, significant other at 24 back in the day felt like buying a house, you could afford it. It wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah. Okay.
But versus like, now, like, that's just really unfeasible, especially because we live in California, so it's like so fucking expensive here, rent wise and mortgage wise.
I saw someone do the math, and apparently, like, the gas price isn't like that different. I guess they're just like gouging it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't understand how gas works. I don't drive.
Me neither. It's like someone said it was like the stock market once, and I was just like, why? So this is all just made up.
The stock market is also made up.
You know, like, there's, I don't get it. Anyways, how do I feel about adulthood? I don't.
You don't?
Well, okay, because here's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
For the longest time, like, even once I turned 18 onwards,
mm-hmm.
I had, like, trouble feeling like I was an adult.
Oh, I get that.
You know, like, yeah. I still very much felt like a child. And I don't think it was until pretty recently where I started feeling like, oh, I'm an adult
mm-hmm.
now. Like, I have, like, not that I'm barely realizing, like, I have adult responsibilities and things like that.
Yeah.
But I also kind of realized as an adult, I was like, I have free will.
No, for sure.
I don't have anyone telling me no.
That was my main thing with adulthood is, like, I did appreciate that independence and being able to, like, have my own autonomy.
Yeah.
But even, yeah, I get where you're coming from as far as, like, not feeling like an adult. I didn't start feeling like an adult until I was, like, 22.
Yeah. Like, it just I don't know. I guess it was also because, like, growing up, you know,
mm-hmm.
especially in our cases, we had to grow up pretty quick.
Right.
So, like, we didn't really get a lot of time to be, like, kids,
mm-hmm.
you know? So that, I feel like that especially came out later as an adult.
Yeah. I definitely, and not to the same degree as some people, because there's always different degrees, but you know that rebellious, or not rebellious phase, you have your little acting out
mm-hmm.
once you're out of, you know, your parents' house, you're 18, you're living on your own. In my case, I was living in the dorms. It was like, I don't have anybody breathing down my neck anymore. Because, like, growing up, my mom was a helicopter parent, but she was also, like, not the most nurturing parent or stable. I don't want to drag her too much, because that's not the point of this pod. But it was like I was having to be mature, but at the same time, I was under all these rules and restrictions because, you know, she's a helicopter parent and she's very strict. Only because of her own experiences when she was, like, that young, because she was doing some crazy stuff when she was my age. So she didn't want me doing that stuff, which I get from his perspective, but it just boiled down to, like, I wasn't allowed to do anything. I would have to ask permission way in advance for everything. And, like, I was alone all the time because she didn't want me hanging out with anybody or doing anything.
Yeah.
So once I was out of the house and 18 doing all this stuff, I was hooking up with guys left and right. I was going out, like, up until, like, the break of dawn. I wasn't coming home. I wasn't fucking doing well in my classes. I'll tell you that much. Let me tell you, I started college, it wasn't about school. It was about, I'm a fucking adult and I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
So my grades, they were not great my first few years of college because I was just, like, trying to act out and, like, be my own person and do what I wanted. And not that that's a bad thing inherently, but it was just, like, it resulted in me, like, getting a lot of those frustrations I had when I was younger out. Because I just wanted to, like, do what I wanted and do whatever, even if it wasn't good for me, even if it was, like, a little excessive. Didn't matter. And, yeah, that pretty much persisted until I was, like, in my early 20s.
I don't know. I think it was, like, it was weird because, like, part of me always felt like an adult. You know, especially, like, when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, I remember especially being, like, 18, 19 when I was living with my parents, or up until I was the age of 20.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're ever going to listen to this or not, but they they know they were difficult to live with.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They know why, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, for a while there, I guess I just got so sick of feeling like the adult and feeling like I have to make sure they're acting appropriately,
Right.
you know? Because it was just kind of like, when do I get to act like a kid?
Yeah.
You know?
You didn't have a proper childhood.
Yeah. And so, like, I think especially when I moved out, it was very much like once I moved up north and was with my sister in Berkeley, it was very much like that entire time there, I knew that I could make like choices for myself, but like I didn't even know where to begin.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? Like, did I like hook up with guys and stuff? Yes, obviously. You know, I had no one to tell me, no, you can't be out past this time.
Exactly. It's also, it goes back to, I feel like we talked about this in another episode, but it's like we didn't have a proper, like, because
A
the
proper
whole,
like boy face.
yeah, it's like the LGBT curse
Yeah.
because, you know, straight people are always dating in high school, and like I had a helicopter parent and I was gay. Nobody wanted to fucking date me anyways.
Yeah.
So, I didn't start like actually like getting into the dating scene and like exploring relationships until I was 18.
Yeah. I think it's funny though because like I remember being out there, I was like 20 going on 21, thinking like, wow, I'm so grown up. I've moved out of my parents' house. But I was like this skinny little twink with a baby face, you know? And I remember going to hook up with guys, and they'd be like, are you sure you're 18?
Oh my God, I used to get that so much when I was like in that phase, like
Yeah.
18 to 20. Guys would constantly ask me, because I didn't have facial hair either. I was
Yeah,
like really
me
bald faced
neither.
back in the day. Not that I have a full beard now, but like I have enough facial hair that you can tell I'm like not a fucking 17 year
Yeah.
old. So I would always get like, show me your ID, or are you sure you're 18? I'm not trying to get in trouble. And I'm
No,
like,
I didn't never got the I never had anyone card me. You know, but like I think that did attribute to making me feel like younger for longer, you
okay,
know?
yeah.
But I don't I think especially now too though, like 20 what was the year? 2019.
Okay.
Compared to now, like I looked back at a picture of myself the other day from like right before the pandemic.
The panty.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh my God, I looked so young, you know? But then I realized it's been 3 years since then now, you
Yeah.
know? But then I also realized the pandemic has like aged me so much,
Yeah.
you know?
I mean, it's been a really like
It's
weird
been
time.
stressful. You know, horrible all around. And it's just like, I look at a picture of myself now and I'm like, damn, my eyes really show that I've been through it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, growing is weird, you know, because especially like right before the pandemic is when I saw myself like as a child, you know, but like I think during the pandemic, everyone was just kind of like forced to like open their eyes to like many different aspects across the world, you know,
Like how?
like we weren't thinking about how many people were dying every day,
Oh, yeah.
how, you
Yeah.
know, things like that. It's just like it's the stuff you start thinking about every day, you know. You start thinking less and less about, oh, I want to play this video game today, you know.
I didn't. I was still very much thinking about that.
I mean, like, yeah, like, obviously, like, we were all playing, like, Animal Crossing and stuff during the pandemic, you know, but, like, as things go, like, I just found myself. It's not that I didn't care about, like, the small, mundane things that I used to like, but I guess I just started finding myself more concerned with other things.
Yeah.
Like.
I didn't necessarily have any like shifts in my interest, but it was more like I didn't see the point of the 9 to 5,
Oh,
the
yeah.
grind, having to pay my silly little bills, having my student debt that the government wants me to pay back. Again, loans that I always took out when I was like 18. In those years that I just said, I felt like super immature and I was doing like stupid things. I took out all these fucking loans and now I owe them a shit ton of money.
I
And it's
still think
like,
that's a scam.
it is a scam, fully, but like, it's something that I signed, so I have to like deal with it now. But it's definitely like the pandemic made me think all of that was so like frivolous and stupid.
Yeah.
Versus like people dying because the disease is like ravaging the world.
And it's just so weird now how like that was definitely the topic of conversation at the beginning of the pandemic.
Like, why are we being forced to go to work when it's literally putting lives in danger?
Yeah. And now where we are, like 2-3 years later, however long it's been, it's we're learning to work alongside the pandemic.
Which doesn't make any fucking sense, because it's, like, especially for jobs that you can work from home, mm-hmm. it's, like, the reason businesses don't want you to work from home is just because they don't want to have to accept that people don't need to come into their office, people don't need to do these things, and physically be there, in most cases.
Yeah.
So they'd rather force you to come to work and be... you know, put at risk than them just, you know, biting the bullet and being like, yeah, you can work from home. Here's how we can accommodate you in that.
No, it's very stupid. I also just don't think, and yes, I will call you out, Kimothy Kardashian.
That was the dumbest thing, that video. I literally was so pissed off because I'm just like, here's the talking cheese again with the fucking billionaire mentality of how you have to hustle. I'm like, all you do is exploit other people and you had a sex tape. Like, relax.
Well, okay, if you don't know, if you've been living under a rock, the Kardashians did, like, an interview for, like, whatever reason. Because, you know, they're the Kardashians. Why aren't they?
All they do is talk about themselves. Yeah. They don't have any other defining characteristics.
And I don't know what the question was, but Kim's answer was, she was like, my advice to women in business is get up off your fucking ass and fucking work. It feels like nobody wants to work anymore. And then Courtney looks her dead in the eyes and goes, yeah.
So dumb.
And Courtney's the one who famously does not want to work.
Yeah.
I think that was camp. But that was, first of all, such a boomer take. And, like, secondly, who dreams of labor?
Who dreams of labor, but also what labor are you doing, Kim? Please, enlighten me. I'm sure you have a team. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you have employees. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you have a whole support network around you supporting you and your fame and your image and your, you know, inevitable money that's flowing in. You're not individually, by yourself, putting in any serious work in my eyes.
I'd like to see her work one McDonald's shift.
Thank you! I worked fast food for 6 months. I fucking hated it. Worst 6 months of my life. Actually, no. I had another really bad 6 months when I almost died. But working fast food, I was getting paid the least out of any job I've ever fucking had. I was working the craziest hours. I was getting home at like 3:30 in the morning, walking home because I don't have a car still. I was wearing my silly little outfit. I smelled like fucking grease, and I was getting berated by customers every day in addition to running around the store and cleaning everything constantly. At 2 in the morning, yeah. So I'm like, get a real fucking job, and then see how your perspective changes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you were working those shitty fast food jobs, maybe you'd feel a little differently about people not wanting to work.
Yeah.
It just feels so stupid that, like, rich people have, like, the audacity to try to talk down to others.
But it's also, like, I know why she says things like this, mm-hmm. you know, because sometimes it might not even be that she necessarily believes it, but now she's all over the headlines.
Oh.
You know, that with family's the Kanye stuff. That family's all about getting their name out there in the headlines.
Oh, so you think she might have said it just to, like, be another news?
Because look at the next day. Chloe said whatever about she was just like, I hate it when people blame women in the relationship for their man's decision. And it's just like, people were like, didn't you blame Jordan Woods for Tristan cheating on you?
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
So, like, of course Chloe knows that, but, like, I feel like she's saying that to get
in the headlines. Yeah. I could see that as a motivation, because at the end of the day, their publicity is their money, so.
Yeah, and then, like, Kanye was doing, like, a whole bunch of other stuff, and then I guess today, like, photos leaked of him and Pete's conversation.
I don't know if those are real. I'm like, it seems staged.
Now everyone's focusing on that, and we've all forgotten about Kim saying her other comment, and uh-huh. she was starting to get exposed for, like, you know, like, not paying people or whatever.
Yeah, again, back to my previous point. You're filthy rich.
Yeah.
you've exploited people. Yeah. It's not like, oh, I worked so hard and built myself up from scratch and that's how I got all this money. You have a famous family. Boom. You have connections. Boom. You're in Hollywood. Boom. You live in fucking Calabasas. Boom. You're not some kind of like American dream, you know, inspirational porn like people like to say billionaires are. That's yeah. not the case almost any time. So just shut up. That's in case in point. Shut up. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
The previous point, the original point I was going
to
make.
Yeah, let's get back to the original plot of the movie.
I'm sorry. It's just, she deserves that. Anyways. I know we're supposed to. I know it's a part of life. But, like, I'm going to be honest. And I know it's the same for a lot of you. I don't enjoy working.
Nobody does.
You know?
It takes a really specific job for you to really enjoy it, and it has to do with your interests, and it has to do with the amount of fairness there is in the job.
Yeah.
And a lot of jobs want to pay you as little fucking money as for possible. As much responsibility and work as possible. And that's how the businesses make all their fucking cash. Remember? And that's normalized. It's so fucked up.
Yeah. Remember when I was working at the hotel?
Mm-hmm.
And towards the end there, I was responsible for 14 floors worth of inventory?
Right.
Remember how much I was making?
No, tell me.
$17.
Tragic.
For an entire hotel's inventory.
Mm-hmm.
That was not, I don't think, appropriate.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I feel like I could have been making a lot more for all the responsibility that I had. You know? It wasn't right. just some, like, little chicken shit stuff.
Right.
So it's
I'm true. A firm believer that if you're gonna, because people always want to promote within their company and like have people, instead of like hiring people from outside the company, they want to just like lift people up in their own company to build morale or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Give them fair pay then. Because like same thing with like my sister's job, you move up a position, you get paid maybe a dollar or two more.
Yeah.
Even though you have way more fucking responsibility, the pay doesn't raise the same. And like, they had offered her, or not offered her, it was complicated because she had interviewed for it and then she pulled her offer out because they just weren't cutting it. But she basically was like, I want to get paid this much. Like, I don't remember how much her exact number was, but it was probably like $23, $24 an hour because, like, this is the amount of work I'd be doing. I'd be, like, in a position of power and I need you to pay me this much. And they refused. And it's Whole Foods. This is a big company. Well, they have,
because they're Amazon.
It's Amazon. They have so much fucking money, and they're yeah. like, no, we don't want to pay you that, so.
Yeah, Amazon doesn't want to pay anyone what they're worth.
Exactly, so she turned down the job. She was like, fuck you then. No. I'm not going to work more for less.
Literally. And I just think, because the other thing is, like, even though, like, over time, the amount of money I have made has, like, gradually increased or mm-hmm. whatever, it just also feels like the cost of, I could.
The cost of living has been increasing constantly, more so.
Yeah, because, like, I could be making, like, a little more money each year, but, like, the cost of living will have, like, doubled.
Yeah.
You know, I'm being hyperbolic because I don't know the actual numbers.
But, like, it's definitely increasing a lot.
Yeah, so it always just feels like I'm stuck, you mm-hmm. know, and in the same place. And it just feels like, how am I going to grow as, like, a person this way? Because yeah. it feels, like, almost nearly impossible.
Yeah.
You know? And I know I'm not the only... ...person that thinks... Because that's the thing. I envision... Because obviously there's a lot of different factors that play into this. You know, like, the pandemic being a thing has played into this. You know, just the way life has fallen.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely pictured adulthood being a lot easier, but that was also because when we were kids, it was made to, like
it you was said, idealized.
It was made to look a lot easier. You know, I didn't think we would have suffered between like three different economic crashes already yeah. and things like that. Yeah. It's just like it feels like the goalpost like keeps being moved. Yeah, farther and we're not farther necessarily out. Gonna
reach it.
Yeah, and it's just like, will I ever reach that? You know,
mm-hmm.
I just it's rough out here.
Yeah. I mean, again, I can't stress this point enough, but capitalism is a disease and we're all suffering. But we can't necessarily change that. We're just here and yeah. we're just existing. I try to take things day by day, as cliche as that is, because I go into an existential crisis if I try to think about if I'm going to reach whatever goals I want, if I'm ever going to get out of the, you know, financial rut, if I'm going to be able to pay off my loans, you know, yeah. There's so many factors. And like, at the end of the day, I'm like, I can pay these bills this month. This is what I can, you know, feasibly do with my time for this month. I'm just going to focus on that and try not to think about the future too much because it's just stressful. It's just unnecessary stress. So I keep my rent paid. I keep my phone bill paid. I keep Spotify paid. Unfortunately, I'm not proud of that. Actually, Anchor, we're good. We're good. I love Spotify. Spotify, you're so great.
Joe Rogan is our favorite podcast.
But
we love you, Spotify.
Please don't cancel our podcast. But yeah, I keep my little bills paid is my point, and then I move on with my life. And if anything, you know, happens to happen, then I'll deal with it when it comes. But I'm not feeling great about the future is my point.
I'm not saying I'd like to go back to my childhood, but I do miss when it was other people's financial responsibility.
Okay, this is like just me, but like I don't miss that either because I hated my childhood and my mom wasn't necessarily financially stable. We had some periods where we were really fucking poor and we were living with other people. Like I lived with my grandpa until I was like about 12. We had our own apartment. We got evicted. We moved to another apartment. I hated that apartment. It was really like not great and she paid a lot for it, which I never understood. So it's just, like, a lot of instability and chaos, which is why I'm so, like, I really need stability in my life nowadays. That's, like, one of my biggest things is, like, I don't want to feel like I don't know where I'm going to sleep at night. I don't know if I'm going to have money. I don't know X, Y, Z. That freaks me out. So, like, having an apartment, having, you know, X number of money in my bank account, having a plan is so important to me. And that's, like, I guess adulthood in general, that's kind of what you should be doing. But it's just weird that it's also people have very different experiences because I also talk to people my age who are like who got to live with their parents for a long time and save a lot of money or, you know, still live with their parents and don't even pay any bills or anything like that. And it's like they have such a different perspective on life than I do because they don't have to worry about the same things. And I'm so jealous of that. I'm so jealous of that. Because, like, one, I'm not close enough to my parents to ever, you know, have that solid foundation where I don't have to worry about things. Two, my parents are broke. They can't even afford to help me.
Yeah.
If I were, like, no lie, if I were in a crisis and I couldn't pay my rent and I was getting evicted and I called my mom and I was like, hey, can you give me, like, $1,000? She wouldn't be able to give it to me, probably. Yeah. Because that would affect her rent. Yeah. She has her own bills and stuff. She has her own life. And I'm, at the end of the day, I'm an adult and I should be able to pay for my own bills. So it's like, I can't expect her to, you know, shell out that anyways. So, good for y'all if you do live with your parents or family members or whoever. Even people who are in relationships and, like, they have, like, they not have a sugar daddy situation. Yeah, but yeah, have each other to fall on and, like, they split the rent and stuff. That's nice, but, like.
It must be.
It must be. But yeah, being on your own fucking sucks. Especially with the fucking price gouging with rent. If you want to live on your own, it costs more than having a ton of roommates.
So here's the gag. So like the apartment building I live in right now.
Oh, you're dragging your landlord.
It's not cheap at all.
It's luxury, mind you. Charlie's living in a mansion. No, I'm kidding.
I tell everyone this, but I always find it funny where, like, every time I've gone to hook up with a guy in the area or in this building, every time I enter their apartment, it doesn't matter. It has not failed. I look around and I just think, oh, I'm poor.
No! Okay, I kind of think about that sometimes because, like, not that I'm embarrassed of my apartment, but, like, it's clearly not the nicest place. Yeah. And, like, I don't pay that much for it. Which is why I like it.
I like your apartment,
though. I like it, too. That's why I don't want to leave, honestly. I really like my apartment. But I do get a little embarrassed when I have guys over. Because I'm like, some of these guys are in their 30s. Like, I've hooked up with daughters and shit. They probably have, like, really nice houses. Yeah. And I'm over here living in squalor in my twin bed.
No, like, I literally hooked up with a guy in this building where his TV literally went from, like, that part of the wall to that part of the wall.
You should have married him.
I mean, he was nice, and he did satisfy my needs twice.
Not twice!
Twice. I just...
What were we talking about?
I don't want anybody in my house. Oh. Work. No, okay. But I was going to say, though, so the apartment I'm living in, right?
Right, right, right.
Remember there was one time where you thought you were going to have to, like, move out?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, let me see what the studio prices are like here. This was, like, already a year ago, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
When I had called. But I called, and the lady was like, yeah, it's $2,100 for a studio.
Which is fucking ridiculous. And then...
Which is almost as much as I'm paying have... for this two-bedroom.
Mm-hmm. But they also probably require you to have good credit.
Yeah.
And you have to have make a certain amount above the rent. Like, yeah. Usually it's 3 times the rent or something like that.
I think it's 4 times.
Oh, that's so ridiculous. So it's like, how are you supposed to meet that standard? And then you have to have first and
last or whatever.
And a deposit, yeah.
It's... I just don't understand how, like, anybody's supposed to be able to afford to live anymore.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're already rich, that's the thing. Like, this is, like, speaking from our experience as poor people. not necessarily, like, poor people. I wouldn't call myself middle class, though.
We're poor.
Yeah, we're poor. Whatever. But the point is, like, people who aren't poor don't have the same experience because that isn't anything to them. And that's so crazy to me. That's why, like, capitalism is a disease. There shouldn't be this kind of insane wealth disparity in this country. I don't think it should exist like that.
No, I agree.
Because there's also people who are living much worse than us, and they literally don't have a home. They're living in their cars. They're living on the street. It's bad. It's yeah. bad. And it's not getting
any better.
It's not getting any better because everyone in power thinks that that's fine. Well, they're fine with their pockets being fucking lined with supporting bullshit policies and, like, corrupt businesses. But they don't want to help the actual constituents who are suffering.
I just, my whole thing is, like, how long is it going to be until, like, some of these apartment buildings realize they're going to raise the rent so high that nobody's going to be able to move in because they can't afford it?
It's going to take a lot. And in California specifically, I'm thinking they're going to be able to jack up the rent insane because a lot of rich people would be willing to live there.
Yeah.
So it's basically just going to, not to be like, what's the word? It's very similar to gentrification. They're going to drive out all the, you know, actual Californian people and poor people and people of color who wouldn't be able to afford that insane high rent that's, like, raised above the actual value of the apartment.
Yeah.
Because, again, they're raising the rent and stuff, but they're not actually making the apartment better. They're not renovating. They're not increasing the size. They're not doing anything. It's just an apartment. And they decided, oh, it was worth $1,000 before. Now it's worth $5,000. Fuck you.
No, yeah. I saw a TikTok where a guy was like, I pay like $980 for my rent. And then I forgot what the price was that they increased it to, but he said it was like 50% more.
It's stupid. And there should be laws against that. I don't know why there's not more rent control laws in place.
Because people are greedy.
Yeah, and they're probably profiting. The same people who are making the laws might have multiple properties and might be renting them, so that would just be against their own best interest.
How many landlords get a real job? I remember I got in a fight with my own landlords over the phone once, and he was like, oh, what, let me guess, you think all landlords are bad? And I was like,
most of them.
Yes!
If not all I of do. Them, yes.
Future landlords, if you're listening to this, I love
you. I love you. I would never say landlords are bad. I pay my rent on time every month. I love you.
I do.
Yeah, same. Only because, again, I'm scared of being homeless. So yeah,
me too.
I do pay my rent on time every month. But what was I going to say? I don't know. There was one landlord. This was when I was a kid, obviously. When we lived with my grandpa, my whole family is a mess. My grandpa didn't have a house. He rented an apartment. Uh-huh. But he was the most stable person in our family who was willing to let us live with him. So we lived with him until I was, you know, as I said, 12 or 13. And my mom was a financial mess and a mess in general. So, you know, we lived with him for a while.
Right.
And his landlord is like a close family friend now because of how good of a landlord she was to him. Like, she was super lenient. She let him live there for, I think he lived there like, I want to say my entire childhood, so he lived there for at least, like, up until he died. So maybe, like, 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, she didn't charge a lot of rent. It was pretty cheap. He had a lot of space. He had his own yard. He grew vegetables and, like, had pet rabbits and stuff. And she was just like a sweetheart. She was an angel. Unfortunately, she did die.
Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah, we went to her funeral. It was really sad. But she's the only landlord that was ever actually like a nice person.
Yeah.
Every other landlord that I've ever interacted with has been a shit human being.
No, especially if they're part of these like corporations that own multiple buildings and everything.
Because it's like a business to them. They're not even caring about, you know, actual people are going to live here and this is going to be their home. They're just thinking, okay, well, how much can we make out of this?
And, like, good luck trying to hold them responsible for anything.
Yeah, because they probably have you sign a bunch of shit on the lease that's like, oh, you know, I'm devoid of any right to sue or XYZ.
Yeah, it's stupid. You see, this is what adulthood is, though. It's complaining about rent. My 20s are robbed of me getting crunk in a club. Not that I would enjoy that anyways, because, like, look at me, I'm 40.
Yeah, I'm 40.
But, like, my 20s are supposed to be me getting crunk in a club, mm-hmm. you know, to the Apple Bottom Jeans song.
Yeah.
And I'm over here calculating... Well, if I spend this much on groceries, then maybe I can afford this much at the movies. And then I'll still be able to make my rent.
That's another thing. I will say, this is, like, not kudos to my mother, but, like, I can see where she was coming from now with, like, some of her choices as far as groceries.
Cause coupons? Used to be
like, not coupons, but she would just buy really, really cheap stuff because she was, like, she was very, like, penny pincher type person.
Was she buying the Target brand cereal?
No, not even, we wouldn't even shop at Target. That was too expensive. We would go to Grocery Outlet or we would go to Dollar Tree. That was like the two places we would usually shop. And we would get all our groceries there. And she'd buy like the super generic shit. Only, you know, store brand. She would never buy name brand anything and like was very, very specific on like sales and, you know, whatever. And I get that now. Because like looking back, I'm like, obviously I was a kid. I didn't understand all this shit. So I was just like, oh, why are you so picky about everything? But like at the end of the day, groceries are fucking expensive. Well, I would be walking out of the grocery store having spent $100. And I was like buying like what, 10 things? I'm like, what the fuck?
No, and a great, especially right now because of inflation and everything.
Yeah, and it doesn't last. Yeah. I'm like having to buy groceries pretty often. So I'm just like, this fucking sucks.
Which is especially, it's especially annoying because like a place like Trader Joe's, if I buy Trader Joe's bread, that goes bad in a week.
Yeah.
It's moldy in a week, and I haven't even touched it yet.
Yeah.
You know? Like, 5 days later, and I'm like, why do you have so much mold on you?
Fun trick. This is another thing that I learned from my mom. Honestly, if anybody wants to know tips and tricks on how to, you know, be frugal, cheap.
Talk to Jared's mom.
Yeah, talk to my mom or me, because she used to freeze bread. So that it wouldn't go bad.
So what me and my sister ended up doing in Berkeley, because Trader Joe's was the only grocery store near us, mm-hmm. which is kind of insane in Berkeley. There is a million boba shops everywhere, but only,
but there's
like,
only Trader Joe's?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You know, like, I mean, there was
that
like...
That sounds about right, honestly.
There was like a Target, but it was really small, you know?
Yeah.
There's two Targets. The one Target was...
I also don't consider Target a grocery store. Yeah. I know they have groceries now, but their selection of groceries is kind of ass. And it's overpriced.
Yeah. Well, hello, that's why they have their Target brand Cheerios and Trix and things like that.
But it's still, like, more expensive than, like, if I were to go to Ralph's and get there. So
yeah. What was I saying? Oh, yeah.
Berkeley.
So we would put the bread in the fridge. Just not the freezer, but the fridge, you know? And it would be fine for, like, however long. But it's just, like, I had gotten Trader Joe's bread pretty recently. And I was like, whatever, I'll just put it in my pantry. And it'll be fine, you know? And then, like, I go to, like, start making myself a sandwich the next day for work.
And it, in fact, was not fine.
No. It was covered in gray, fuzzy fur. Like, get out of here.
That's gourmet, mama. It's like cheese and bread in one.
I was just so pissed because I was just like, I just bought this bread. You know? This is what I'm getting pissed about as an adult. You know what I was getting pissed about as a child? Who won the Kids' Choice Award.
Oh, when I was a child, I was getting pissed about why my father wasn't there.
I was trying not to get too dark with it.
I mean, Kids' Choice Awards, I honestly used to be really invested in, like, cartoons.
Yeah.
That used to be my big thing when I was a kid. What was I going to say? Oh, no, the freezing bread thing really works. It's like, my mom used to freeze bread, only leave it in the freezer. She would only take it out when she would wake up in the morning, so that she could make a sandwich.
Oh, wow.
And then, like, she'd wait for the bread to thaw, make a sandwich, or she would like defrost it, like put it in the toaster for a few like seconds, and then make the sandwich and then stick the whole rest of the loaf back in the freezer, and then that would just prevent it from getting bad, moldy, basically. Yeah, but it also would change the texture. Yeah, it would
be kind of weird because I'm sure it'd be like a little wet.
Yeah,
you know.
But at the end of the day,
that's why I stopped eating at Subway. Their bread was always wet. It was gross, and it gave me the weirdest
diarrhea. Don't you just get meatball subs anyway?
I mean, like, but they were, like, not, like, meatball wet. They were, like...
How do you know? If the bread is wet, it might be the meatball.
No, it was not the meatball, because this was, like, a watery wet. This was not, like, a marinara wet, you know?
What's a marinara wet?
Like a wetness from the marinara sauce.
I'm scared.
I make sense. To the girls that get it, thank you. And then to the girls that don't get it, give yourself a wedgie.
Don't give yourself a wedgie. That sounds painful.
It is.
Have you ever had a wedgie?
I have.
Same.
We were bullied as children, Jared, of course. I want to win the lotto so bad. Yeah. That way I don't have to focus on anything.
Yeah.
I know people who, like, it's like a trend for people to win the lotto to, like, go broke. Like, pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But I would still like all that money.
The thing is, I'm not saying I'm, like, the best person at finances. I'm, like, not magical with it. But, like, I think if I won the lottery,
I think I'd be able okay. to,
you know, be set for the rest of my life at least.
I'm sure I wouldn't spend $48 million in one go.
I feel like I'm pretty... Like, I do spend a lot of money on video games sometimes. That's pretty much the only thing I can think of where I get, like... A little, what's the word? Spicy with it, I guess. But literally every other avenue of my life, like, I try to save as much money as I can on groceries.
Mm-hmm.
I do eat out a lot.
Yeah.
But those things aren't gonna fucking make me lose my lottery money.
No, yeah.
If anything, I'd be eating out more if I won the lottery and be like, fine. I'd be eating out
every day.
Yeah.
I'd be eating out Red Lobster. Thank you very much. The epitome.
That's fine dining right there. Yeah. I'd eat at SpongeBob restaurant when they changed the Krusty Krab into a fine dining restaurant.
Oh, I thought you were going to... that one place that's like a ship in a bottle. You know the fancy place that Mr. Krabs and Mrs. Puff went to?
Oh, yeah, on their date?
Yeah, that iconic place. No, I feel like I wouldn't lose my lottery money really quickly. Just because, like... I feel like I'd buy, like, a house, which is, like, say, like, a nice, decent house.
Mm-hmm.
That's $1 million. You know? So I still got $47 million left. You know? I'm doing pretty good there already.
Yeah.
You know? I could give my sister a good share. Mm-hmm. You know? The birth givers. We'll have
y'all discussions. Y'all can rot.
We'll have discussions. We'll see. I don't know. We gotta look at your track record, your report card.
We're gonna check their credit first.
But, like, definitely, like, I just can't imagine me losing it all, you know, just because I, like, know what it's like.
Yeah.
To, like...
To live
how I am now.
Yeah.
You know? It's not that I'm, like... It's really annoying because, like, I could have way more money than I think I do, but I'm still, like, trying to keep a hold of my money as if I have, like, $20 in my bank account.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And sometimes I'm just like, relax. You're fine. You know?
But anything could happen. Are we fine?
But that's the thing. An emergency could happen, and then
and boom, it'll fuck everything up.
You're out $500.
Yeah.
You know? Pay us more.
Literally pay us more. That's... Okay.
Squatty Potty, where are you? Squarespace!
I think if... all jobs just agreed to pay more. It's so weird seeing people have such, like, severe anger towards, you know, the minimum wage going up and, like, people being paid fair wages. People get so pissed off, especially rich people, because they're like, they don't deserve that.
Well, I remember a lot of people being like, oh, the price of living's going to go up if minimum wage goes up.
The price of living goes up every year anyway.
Exactly. Like, look at that. The minimum wage around the world country is still $7.25.
And it's not going to affect the business's profits at the end of the day. They're still going to be making way more money than they pay their fucking employees.
Yeah.
Even if they raise everyone's fucking wages by fucking $10, they'd still be making more money because these not all. Small businesses is kind of different. Mm-hmm. Family-owned businesses is kind of different. But big fucking corporations and companies, they're making millions and millions and billions of dollars off of their employees mm-hmm. doing work for them. And the employees see less than 1% of that. So why is paying them all $10 more an hour, which would make a huge difference in their quality of life and, you know, whether or not they'd be able to afford things, such a big deal to them?
Yeah.
It's just, like, fucked up. I'm looking at you, Amazon!
I mean, you could call Disney out, too, for that.
I'm looking at you, too, Disney.
You know?
I know multiple people who have worked at Disney, and, you know, they like it for a little while, and then they don't.
Working at Disney, especially the parks, working there is like selling your soul.
Basically.
You know, a lot of people will say that. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I haven't gotten to the point of selling my... Especially in the times of unemployment, I've definitely thought, what if I just worked at Disney?
Not you flirting with the idea of working with Disney.
You know, because it's just like, it's there.
It is there. It's really close to us, so I feel like that's definitely like a real option.
But it's a trap!
It's a horrible place to be. It's not the happiest place on earth.
There was a guy I used to hook up with.
As all good stories begin.
He worked at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. I've talked to you about him. He was, I found out he was slightly racist.
Oh.
Mainly because we had started talking about, like, the royals. The royal family.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me this.
And,
He said, Meghan Markle, I hate that black beep.
I mean, pretty close, if I'm being honest. But I immediately was just like, okay, that's weird. Because he was like, oh yeah, I love Kate. And I was like, after gross. What she did to Meghan.
Gross.
And he was like, oh, fuck her. And then, like, later.
Why are you, as an American working at Disneyland, so invested in the fucking royal family of the ultimate colonizer country?
Thank you. And then later, I remember I was like, oh yeah, I'm so excited for the new Batman movie. Are you gonna see it? I'm so excited for Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman.
And he was like, Zoe Kravitz, I hate that black beep.
No, he was like, I don't know about her.
She's a really good Catwoman. I haven't even seen the movie yet, but the previews had me gagging.
Hello, she's got 9 lives. Don't worry about her. but I was just like, okay. We're not getting together again.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of clear what his taste is.
Yeah, but like Disneyland also hosts people like that.
That's true.
So, but they still deserve pay.
They do.
Because everyone deserves to be. Oh, not a man messaging me. Hey,
Giovanni. Right now, I don't know who that is.
I hooked up with him like years ago.
Why is he hating you?
Why do you think?
Because years later,
and it's still on his mind.
Wow, Charlie's pussy is so powerful.
Tastes like Pepsi Cola. Oh
no, yours tastes like Coke.
Oh, thank you.
McDonald's Sprite.
Oh, thank you. It tastes like McDonald's Sprite.
Chipotle.
So that one guy keeps seeing at Chipotle with his boyfriend.
Meatball marinara.
I told Jared, but like we like last week or something, we had picked up Chipotle, and there's this guy. It doesn't matter.
This is adulthood, y'all.
It doesn't matter. Basically, I had hooked up with him, and now every time I see him, it's at the Chipotle, and he's with his boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
You know, so that's my life. Anyways, I think this is the pod for this week.
Yeah, make sure to rate us 5 stars and tell us what you hate about adulthood.
Obviously, for us, you could tell it all had to do with money. you could follow us at Misty_Terrain.
And at Local_Twink. Our podcast Twitter is @GayScreamingPod.
Yeah.
We don't update it ever. I don't touch that account. I really should, but I don't.
I do sometimes.
So that's where we're at. But follow it, because, yeah.
Yeah, why not? Feel
free. It's free.
Exactly.
You don't have a reason not to. We're not telling you to Twitter blue subscribe to our
Super follower
podcast. Just fucking follow it. And Tweet us something nice.
I'm gonna open the tip jar on that account for nobody to tip us.
Oh god.
Can you imagine? Someday somebody just drops $100 into it.
I need to get a sugar daddy.
Oh my god. I saw, before we go, I saw a TikTok of a girl who was in Beverly Hills.
That's where I'm with me.
And she was just like, I'm gonna just go up to random men and pretend like they're my sugar daddy, right? And she goes up to this random old guy and she just like, hey everyone, I'm here with my sugar daddy. And he was like, huh? And she was like, yeah, I'm here with my sugar daddy. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm her sugar daddy. And she was just like, yeah, and you were just saying how you were going to buy me everything I wanted. And he was like, yeah, definitely. And then, like, it cut to her being like, no, it was just a joke. Like, I wasn't being serious. And he was like, I was.
It hurts to see other people living my dream.
And then she was just like, well, I guess we're actually going shopping now.
Do you understand how that would genuinely affect me in such a positive way?
It would make me so happy if I were able to pull that off. But God didn't give me a... Anyways. I'll talk about my transgressions towards God later.
At transgressions.
Anyways.
That was Gay Screaming this week. Bye, y'all.
Bye.